Good evening and welcome to The Call with the Robert Schuller Ministries, A Church with No Walls. I'm Robert Schuller. And
hey, my name is Donna Schuller. We're so glad you joined us. You know, we do this only on the 15th of every month, and we've been doing it for almost 9 years. We love it. We call it The Call because we are on, well, we started on the phone, and now we've graduated to Facebook Live in the last couple of years, but we still have a phone call as well. So some of our listeners actually still join us on a conference line.
Some of our most faithful supporters and members say, hey, please don't ever stop the call.
Yep.
And so we've been faithful to that, and we've been doing it now for many years, long before Facebook Live was existed. And so we just have this conference line, and people can call in, and they can ask questions. It's like we use it like a radio. We started like a radio broadcast, and now it's like a
We put this call on our podcast, Robert Schuller Ministries, and it goes out through all the typical platforms. We're on Alexa, we're on Apple, we're on iTunes, we're on all that. So Google Play. So you can just Google Robert Schuller Ministries podcast. And like I said, we've been doing this for a long time. We don't have a podcast every day, so we have one once a month.
The 15th of every month.
And once in a while, when we used to travel internationally a lot with the Global Peace Foundation, we would have special programs too. So if you go to our podcast, it's amazing. We don't really do anything to market it. We don't have time. We don't have the staff. We just put it up there, and it's amazing. We have a couple of hundred people a week that actually download one of our podcasts from, current or years past. That's the thing about a podcast. We also have all of those little short vignettes you did. How many minutes long were those?
They were a minute to a minute and a half.
Right. Tell them about that.
What I did is I read the devotional that I wrote years ago, and then we put video with it, and you could see it on YouTube. If you go to our YouTube channel, Robert Schuller Ministries on YouTube, and click on videos, you can see all of the videos we've done.
There's hundreds of videos.
We have those 1 minute daily devotional videos that we did. And I did about 150 of those.
I think you did. And we have Sunday morning. Lots for Sunday morning now. Lots and lots and lots of Sunday morning. In fact, I'm behind. Again, we don't have a staff, so we do all this. I'm behind a few weeks in posting to YouTube. It's always on Facebook, but then we have to manually do all this stuff. So I know it sounds silly, but anyway, we're so glad you're with us. This is an evening church service, if you will. We pray.
That's what it is. It's a church service.
Right? We read scriptures. And most of the time, we interview somebody, just an amazing guest, which we have again tonight. All of our topics, of course, are biblically based. And we always try to keep Jesus at the center of all of our conversations. So that's important to know. So would you like to pray, or do you want me to pray?
Yeah, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time where we can gather together from around the world to experience a touch of your presence in our lives. We come to you in this moment of prayer, realizing that you are the God who created everything there is. You are the sustainer of life. You are the giver of life. Nothing exists that you haven't ordered into being. And so we thank you, Lord, that today we have the ability to reach out around the world together and spiritually connect through this medium. And so, Lord, we pray that you will lift our spirits, you'll open our hearts, you'll give us courage, you'll take away fear, you'll bring healing. Where there is sickness, you'll bring health. Where there is discord, you'll bring peace. Where there is illness, you will just touch those ill bodies and bring healing. And so, God, we pray right now for peace and joy and goodness and healing everywhere. And we pray in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, before you introduce our guest, I think you're going to read some scripture, right? We trade off on that, but tonight he's going to read it. And I'll be introducing our guest. Well, we'll both be talking to him, and we're looking forward to that. But first, we're going to read from the Bible.
And then we'll talk about our guest a little bit. I'm going to read from Psalm 27. It's one of my favorite psalms. In fact, there's a classic song that was written The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And what a fantastic classic piece of music that is.
Beautiful.
And that's from Psalm 27. And I think the words are so appropriate for us today in the things that we face and the challenges we are enduring in this, in our nation and around the world. And so I'm going to read from Psalm 27. So hear these words of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advanced against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. If the war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, and this only will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says to you, seek my face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. I remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart. And wait for the Lord. The message of God for you today.
Well, we've had a very interesting ministry together. You know, you and I,
yes,
we've been married almost 36 years, so we've been in ministry together for 36 years, and, you know, Robert was pastor of two different churches, and now we're co-pastoring a drive-in church, but Robert was a pastor of a church he built, Rancho Capistrano Community Church, and that's where our kids were, they were baptized there, we were married there, he always worked with his dad, he went back to the Christ Cathedral, and then pastored there for many years, and became the senior pastor, and then we left there 12 years ago, and we've been doing a lot of online ministry, and now, again, we're in a church setting, which is in a parking lot, but it's still a church, so we have a congregation again.
It still feels like I'm preaching to nobody, because I'm looking at a bunch of cars. You see, now when I preach online, I feel like I'm preaching to my cell phone, and I don't have a live congregation where I get immediate feedback, and it's just been in the last few weeks that people have been coming and sitting in their beach chairs, and as a result of them sitting in their beach chairs, I can actually see their faces.
Yeah, some of them do. About 20 people, I think.
So I'm getting some feedback, and it's so exciting to be able to say something funny and hear people laugh. Otherwise, I try to say something funny, and I can't tell whether people got the humor or not. I can't tell if they're laughing. So it's really, really been a joy to be able to see that.
Well, you know, it has been, and my point in bringing that up is that we've done a lot. We've met amazing people in our ministry, and we've had opportunities probably that most people don't get because, you know, obviously you were, I mean, it may not be obvious to a lot of people, but you were a pastor of one of the biggest churches, biggest ministry there was at the time. So my point is that we've made some great friends. This one friend in particular that is here with us tonight, not only is he, well, let me just read a little bit about him.
Well, let's tell people how we met.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Do you remember how
absolutely.
We met?
Okay,
we were in Hawaii, and we got an invitation to come and speak to him, or for his group in Hawaii.
At Castle Hospital.
That's what
Castle
it was.
Memorial
I couldn't
Hospital.
Remember what it was. Castle Memorial
Leave it to
Hospital.
Me with me.
I know. And so I went there and I spoke, and that was the first time I met him. What an amazing man.
That's right. So John Westerdahl, Dr. John Westerdahl, is an internationally recognized authority in the fields of food, nutrition, lifestyle medicine, longevity, and anti-aging. He's a registered dietitian, nutritionist, certified nutrition specialist. By the way, that's very special. There's only a few thousand of those in the entire United States, probably in the world. A master herbalist, board certified anti-aging health practitioner, health scientist, and health educator. He also is a radio talk show host on his national weekly radio talk show, Health and Longevity. And that airs on the Life Talk Radio Network. And we'll be asking him a little bit more about that. He can tell us about that when we talk to him. But just a little bit about more about him. He's a graduate of Loma Linda University School of Public Health. He has a Bachelor of Science, Master's of Public Health, and doctorate degrees are in the fields of food, nutrition, and health education. He has a great, he's a great student and has an acute interest in the study of biblical perspectives of health and wellness. So he really is just a well-rounded Christian man. And he also has a Master of Arts degree in religion. And he's the past chair of the Vegetarian Nutrition Dietetic Practice Group of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. He's previously served as Director of Wellness and Lifestyle Medicine and Nutritional Services for Adventist Health Castle Medical Center in Hawaii.
Which is where we met him.
Senior nutritionist for the Shackley Corporation in San Francisco. I didn't know that. Director of the Murad Inclusive Health Center in Los Angeles. Didn't know that. I know this one. And Director of Health Science for Bragg Live Food Products in Santa Barbara. That's when we reconnected in California. And he also worked as a nutritionist and assistant to two-time Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Linus Pauling, at the Linus Pauling Institute of Science and Medicine. He's currently in private practice as a nutritional consultant specializing in lifestyle medicine, longevity, and anti-aging, nutrigenomics, and plant-based nutrition. He first came to the Lord back in the 1970s through the ministries of Robert's dad, Dr. Robert H. Schuller of the Garden Grove Community Church and the Our Power Television Ministry. That was before the Christ Cathedral. And during that time, John attended the Garden Grove Community Church and worked one summer as a staff member for the Our Power Television Ministry. And we've got, if you have a pencil and paper with you, to reach him, visit his website at longevityrdn. R as in registered, D, dietitian, and N, nutrition.com. Longevityrdn.com. And that is his website. And on talk radio, it's lifetalk.net. And we'll be talking to him a little bit more. But first of all, we want to introduce John. And are you on there, John? Are you on here?
Yes. I think the mute's off now, isn't it? Can you hear me?
It is off. It is off. It's so good to hear your voice. And I know.
Well, aloha to you.
You know, aloha.
Well, thank you.
Are you
in Hawaii right now?
No, I'm not in Hawaii right now, but my heart is in Hawaii every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that.
So it's great. It's an honor to be with you both tonight. And as Donna mentioned, you know, your dad, Robert, led me to the Lord. I'm a Christian today because of your father and the Our Power Ministry. And the same steps I knelt right next to your dad when you stand and you have the altar call and I gave my life to the Lord is the same steps I got married years later and giving my life to
that's
my
so
wife,
good.
Doris.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It sure
so,
is.
So it's well, a special ministry that you and your family have been in, and it's really changed my life. And I commend you on the great work you guys are both doing on these drive-in church services, carrying on your dad's tradition, and it fits perfectly for this time of COVID-19.
Yep.
Well, I think that more churches need to be thinking about becoming walk-in, drive-in churches, because I don't know how long it's going to be before people get through the fear of being in public places. And
right.
As a result of that, we can still minister to them in their car. They can come in their car and sit in their car and worship, and or they can come inside and worship. So, because it is a very viable thing. My father had two services with 500 cars at each one, that's 1,000 cars. You multiply that by two and a half, which is the average amount of people in the car, and that's a huge congregation in a drive-in. So
right.
there is so churches can and I think need to think about being walk-in, drive-in churches. I don't think there's a walk-in, drive-in church that exists today. If there is, I don't know where it is.
Except the Catholic Church, which used to be the Cathedral, because
they still
have all the parking spaces. And,
but they don't utilize it. They don't use it. They use it only for parking.
I'm sorry,
right.
you will not be
anyway.
Seen. I just have to answer a question real quick. You will not be seen, John, tonight, because we're on Facebook Live, and you're in Los Angeles, right? Or no?
Yeah, I'm in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, you're in Thousand Oaks. So, no, I'm so sorry. It doesn't work that way. Unless he was local, then we'd have him here in studio with us, our home studio. So you'll just have to enjoy listening to him and go onto his website and meet him that way, because he's a great guy. So here's the thing. I just think this is a perfect time to talk about nutrition because, you know, there's all these mandates, you know. We're not going to get into any of this political stuff, but, you know, wear a mask. Use hand sanitizer, you know, wash your hands a million times. Don't touch anybody. Don't breathe on anybody. Don't sing in church. Don't go to church. But on the other hand, I got to tell you, John, when this thing first happened, you know, we had a ministry down in Mexico. We flew home March 14th, and by March 19th, everything in Southern California was completely closed down. So on the 15th of March, we got in, we heard there was a shortage on some, you know, we didn't know what was going on. We're in Mexico taking care of our mission down there. So we get home, and I'm not kidding you, there was a man in front of me with a grocery cart full of, I have a picture of it because it's so unbelievable. I wish I had pulled up. His cart, here he is panic stricken, and this is before mandated masks or anything. I think he had like 2 masks on and gloves and a helmet.
Now, Donna, come on. He had the best Oreos you can buy.
No, I'm telling you.
He had fantastic Twinkies. And then there he had.
No, this is no joke. I'm a nutritionist, as you know. I'm not a nutritionist as you are, but I am a nutritionist. I specialize in what you put in your heart, your soul, and your body, too. But I couldn't believe it. His cart was filled with, these are just the things I remember, 3 boxes of Theraflu, 3 boxes of Mucinex, a whole stack of Chips Ahoy, 2 boxes of Trix for kids cereal.
There wasn't anything that didn't.
There wasn't anything live.
Anything
in
healthy.
The whole thing. There was literally, if you
nothing.
Nothing.
If you wanted to fill your basket with the most unhealthy food you could find in the grocery store, that's what was in his cart. The whole thing was overflowing with the most unhealthy food you
exactly.
could possibly imagine.
Exactly.
It was
so,
well.
Anyway,
I've seen a lot of carts like that. You know, dead foods make dead bodies. Live foods make live bodies, and. That's the thing we're faced with COVID-19.
Yeah.
Since you mentioned live and dead food, would you explain that to people? It took me a long time to figure that out.
Well, you know, and this is the problem. What you're doing, talking about, Donna, is what I've thought since this beginning. They should have talked, you know, they talked about the mask, they talked about the sanitizing, all those are good things for prevention and all that, but the key is that we need to keep people healthy and build their immune systems. And live foods are the foods that God has given us in nature. They're fruits and vegetables and whole grains and beans and these unprocessed foods. And these dead foods are what? They're packaged and there's artificial colors, artificial flavor. They're low with sugar. They have bad fats in them. They do not, in fact, in some animal studies, they don't even sustain life with the animal. So,
exactly.
God has given us the foods. Back at Genesis 1:29, I'm a believer in that original diet of man, which was a plant-based diet. And that's the way we need to get back to eating these live foods that God has intended us to eat. And, you know, he's put things in nature. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Robert, one of the things that really communicated to me when I heard live food was when they said you can take a seed and you can plant it and it will grow. because it is still alive. But once you cook it, it's not alive anymore. So so vegetables and the like are alive until you cook them, and so that so they won't grow beyond that. But they have the potential of continuing to grow. Even though you take them out of the ground, they can still grow. Is that true? Is that what,
Yeah, that's true. So, now, not to say that if you cook certain vegetables, you're going to get nutrients out of it and provide the body what you need. But, yeah, when it's a raw food and it's still alive, it has the potential to grow and to proliferate, right?
Here's something that puzzles me. So, why is it so difficult for people to understand that what they put in their bodies will actually make them healthier or less healthy? Why do people resist that? Why do people, I mean, I understand addictions. I've studied addictions. I understand why people smoke and drink too much and take drugs. I get that whole disease model. But it's very difficult to convince people that, that they're literally going to have a better defense against COVID, against any disease, any illness, whether it's a common cold, it doesn't matter what it is, if they just pay more attention to what they put in their body. So I kind of wanted to focus a little bit about why is this immune system so important to maintain or to build up? If you don't have a good one, where do people start?
Well, you know, when you look at the statistics, you know, at least 70% of hospital admissions are diet and lifestyle related. 80% of the chronic diseases that we have today are diet and lifestyle related. You know, heart disease, high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, and yet 80% of those diseases can be prevented, and even some of the diseases like heart disease, actually up probably 90% could be prevented. Mm-hmm. And if you do the right type of diet and lifestyle, you can actually reverse the disease. So in other words, we're paying, 80 cents out of every dollar people pay in healthcare costs is spent on treatments and so forth. And we got some more recent information on obesity, like about 2/3 of the coronavirus deaths are related to obesity and lifestyle. So, you know, obesity makes COVID-19 worse. But, you know, people, unfortunately, it's a challenge. And especially what I find it hard because, you know, we read that, you know, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, the Bible tells us do all to the glory of God. And sometimes even in our church, we need to educate Christians. Christians are dying of the same diseases that the general public is, and we should
absolutely
be more knowledgeable to take care of these bodies of ours.
Well, we got in trouble 25 years ago when we started teaching this in our church. I can't even tell you how mad people got at me when I literally told people maybe 30 years ago, please don't bring donuts to church. Do not bring donuts.
Right.
You're welcome to eat donuts.
Right.
We just don't want them at church. I took it was serious, especially in my women's Bible study group. Women got absolutely furious. In fact, one older woman used to just bring them anyway. She brought donuts whole,
exactly.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, no, I know.
She didn't
bring donuts.
She just brought the whole.
Like
I know.
Just,
Yeah. Jacqueline used to say the healthiest part of the donut is the empty hole in there, you know. But, you're right. Churches thrive on donuts and coffee.
Yeah, so we connected on that. And, you know, that was part of what Robert was talking about when he spoke for you probably 20 years ago, I would guess. But it's just a real hard nut to crack. And it's true that church people can be some of the unhealthiest people. Because I don't know why. I guess they just, I don't know why.
Well, you know, I believe that there needs to be more health sermons in the churches today to bring the Bible. And my master's thesis was actually on biblical perspectives of health and wellness. And I point out that this is an opportunity. See, now think of this. Jesus spent more time in healing than he did in preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And when he healed people, these people, many of them were unbelievers. They became believers when they were healed. And then he said,
absolutely.
Now come and follow me. they would follow him because he ministered to their needs. They were ill. They were sick. And we, you know, as Christians, we should be amongst the healthiest people in the world, I believe. There's so much in the Bible about health and wellness, diet and stress management. And, you know, Jesus Christ was the great physician. We need to put our faith in him. And and God has given us what I call God's eight immunity boosters, and they are nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, which is an old Christian term for, you know, abstain from alcohol and tobacco and those types of things, air, rest, and trust in divine power. Those are eight natural laws, God's laws of health. And tonight we're going to focus on nutrition. And, you know, food is, there's so much in food that can really boost our immune system. Nutrition is key. We need to eat a nutrient-dense diet, which is loaded with fruits and vegetables, which are loaded with antioxidants and phytochemicals that actually fight disease, cruciferous vegetables, things like broccoli and Brussels sprouts and kale, garlic, by the way. Garlic is one of the most powerful antiviral foods to eat. I actually spent 2 years of my career studying garlic because I developed a garlic supplement for my company. Yeah, the one I developed for Shackley, the garlic complex, that's a supplement. That, you know, some people don't want to eat garlic every day, but especially during this time of COVID-19, should have at least two large cloves of garlic in their diet every day because it has strong antiviral activity. So, and then berries and plums. I mean, these things are loaded with antioxidants. They have strong anti-immune, antiviral properties. We need to eat more of these types of foods. And of course, you know, we live in a sinful world, and some of these foods aren't as nutritious as they were in the Garden of Eden. Let's put it that way.
Right.
But so that's where sometimes taking certain supplements can also help us that I could recommend also in addition to eating. But the thing is, the foundation of nutrition is the food that you eat. Live foods make live bodies. Dead foods make dead bodies and unhealthy bodies. We need to eat this live food diet.
Absolutely.
So, John, I used to teach that the best way to eat food and to eat a healthy diet is to, because I kept trying to figure out a way to communicate it to people because it can be kind of complicated if you've never studied it like you and I and Donna have. And
right.
I came up with the concept, eat food as close to the way that God made it as you possibly can.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. That's what I teach, and the thing is, the key to getting people to eat this way, you know, first of all, people love to hear good news about bad habits. So when they hear on television, oh, you can eat all this saturated food, you can eat all this junk.
Well, they love it.
You know, they jump on that, and a lot of times that some study comes out that wasn't done well, and it can confuses people. But, you know, if it tastes good and it looks good, the key is healthy recipes. That's why I used to teach a lot of plant-based vegetarian cooking recipes, classes, and so forth, because I can't do that now with COVID-19. But and when people try these foods, when they try these recipes, they say, hey, this tastes good, you know, and taste rules. That's what we found out. Being in the food industry, like at Bragg Live Food Products and other companies, I know that if taste rules. That's the number one thing. And we got to make these healthy foods taste good.
Absolutely. Well, you know what I was thinking? Why don't we've got, it's very interesting. We have more questions than normal. I mean, I'm sorry we can't answer these on Facebook. We always go in after the program. It's coming up on our cell phone, which is also our camera. I have my laptop is our control screen for our call tonight. But we do take questions, so I think it might be a good time to take some questions. John would.
Well, Janice just asked us, "Is this your speaker for today?"
Yes.
And the answer is yes. Just to let you, those of you just tuning in or didn't hear the introduction, we're interviewing Dr. John Westerdahl. He's got so many letters behind his name, it doesn't fit in one line. PhD, MA, MPH, RDN, CNS, FAND. So those are a lot of initials. He's extremely educated. We have known him for decades, and he is a man of faith and a man who can answer any questions you want to know about nutrition and health. The reason this is so important is, as we believe, that the best way to defend yourself against this virus of COVID is to eat healthy and to build your immune system with a healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
So, John, let me ask you this question. If somebody who said, okay, I'm willing to make one change in my diet and yes. their normal diet is
McDonald's.
Is McDonald's or something, what would you say would be the number one, what's the number one change they can make to have the greatest impact?
The biggest thing they can do, and it's for a McDonald's addict, it's not the one that's one they're excited about.
Right? I didn't mean to say that.
And that's eating
that.
More fruits and vegetables, colorful fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
I mean, if they have that McDonald's burger, eat the lettuce and the
Absolutely.
Tomato and throw out the rest.
There you go.
Yeah. And just add two. Isn't it
go
kind
for
of
the
like
salad and don't have the dressing on it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, all the chemicals. so if anybody on the call wants to ask a question, you simply push star and 6 on your telephone dial. And believe me, we typically do not get a lot of questions, John. People ask later on. And if I get anything on the Facebook later, as far as questions go, I always pass them on to our guests. So if you'd like to do that. Otherwise, you want to try to scroll back and see if anybody had any questions earlier?
Well, they have some questions about...
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I was going to go over...
We're just seeing if anybody's going to... Aha! I just realized...
Now
I can accept some questions. This is a new screen for us. We've been doing this for almost 9 years, but they change it up every once in a while, the conference line that we use. And for those of you that said, please use Zoom, we're not going to use Zoom because our ministry's on Facebook. We do everything alone. We have no help. Zoom, I'm so Zoomed out. People want to do Zoom in meetings and Zoom in this. Nope, this is what we use. Sorry. No Zoom for us.
So anyway, yeah.
So anybody who has a question, *6, please. And, the unfortunate thing about not using Zoom is we can't have all these boxes with people talking and all that. And, you know, I'm ADD. That doesn't work for me. It's TMI for me. I'm like, no. I tried it once with my women's group. Trust me, it was a disaster. She did not want to see me operating Zoom.
So John, Patricia Bryant, who said, you are what you eat, drink, think, say, and do. Was that
Yes,
her?
You are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do. Correct. And her dad,
yes.
too.
Oh,
I know.
And what's the other one?
Breathe,
yes.
Breathe.
And that sounds very similar to your 8 points that
exactly.
you gave us.
Give those 8 points again. Maybe you didn't write them down. Would you give those 8 points again?
Okay, the ones I said was nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight,
right.
temperance,
yep.
air, rest, and trust and divide power. So, you know, nutrition is important, getting those right nutrients. I do think during this time that, you know, some of these immune-boosting nutrients are important to consider in addition to the healthy diet, like zinc lozenges, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Zinc is that's toxic to the coronavirus, zinc, and it inhibits viral replication. So I think it's a good way at this time to get zinc in your diet, but also while you're sucking it, particularly if it's formulated with echinacea and maybe elderberry extract, those are also immune stimulating, particularly the echinacea. And so, you know, when I, if I had to be around people or something, of course I might be wearing a mask, but taking a zinc lozenge, sucking on the, those throughout the day is a good thing to do. Vitamin D is another one I do recommend people consider adding to their diet, but maybe you know, a couple thousand international units of vitamin D. Of course, getting out and getting that fresh air with the exercise, the second one I mentioned, that's the nutrition. When you exercise, do it outside in the sunlight and in the fresh air. And that's important.
So we have another question, and that is, what is your thoughts and what is your recommendation or input as far as intermittent fasting?
Yeah, it's a great question, but a lot of people
let's think of this. That person you saw at the grocery store that one day, he probably eats one meal a day, starts in the morning and finishes off at night. In other words, people eat, people are eating all day long. And I'm a believer in intermittent fasting. You know, for some people it's, you know, eat between seven and then don't eat beyond that. And, that would be a good way of doing it. I actually work with patients on, fasting mimicking with, Dr. Walter Longo at USC, where, you know, Patricia Bragg and Paul Bragg taught the pure water, distilled water fasting. For some people, they just can't do that. But studies have been shown through fastic mimicking, you can eat small amounts, and I even have a program that I work with patients on where they get the same benefits, the metabolic benefits and also anti-inflammatory benefits by doing that as opposed to a all distilled water fasting, which is hard for a lot of people to do for a few days. And so it's a good thing to do. Intermittent fasting, of course, you do daily, right? Pretty much. And then fasting, I think, is a good thing to do periodically too, you know, one day
a
week.
How often do you fast? And if so, how often? And what do you do when you fast?
Well, I just did one of these fasting mimicking diets. So when I have done distilled water fastings, and when I do that, I would do it pure distilled water for 1 to 3 days. And I do that maybe quarterly and do it at a time that that you don't have a lot of things to do. Patricia Bragg started her fast on Monday, and I always thought that was the worst day of the week to start fasting. But if you do it like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then over the, you know, your Sabbath day, so forth, that's a nice time to tie your spirituality into at the same time.
I agree. We do a cleanse every 6 months from like an oral chelation cleanse on a special diet, and you know, with the powder. It's not a fast or anything, but it's just a cleanse, a metabolic cleanse.
Uh-huh.
And I always like to start it on a Friday. And then go through the weekend for the exact reason you mentioned. And then we're done. You know, it's like by the time the weekend's over and you're supposed to be, you know, your Sunday's supposed to be different for those of us that are Christians. And then it's Monday and Tuesday and we're done by Wednesday. And it seems to be, I don't know, it just seems to work better for me.
Cleansing and doing fasting and cleansing is actually one of the best motivating things to do to transition to a very healthy diet, because you can't go off a fast or go a cleanse and start on McDonald's your first meal off of it. You know, you get sick.
No. It's a reset. It's like I always tell people it's a reset.
That's what
you know.
It is.
You reset, and then you know how it is when you come off a fast or a cleanse. You really don't. It's almost like the more you go, the longer you can go. Like, I haven't had anything, you know, I haven't had a big meal in so many days. It's like the more you go without it, the more you can go without it type thing. So, yeah, it's really difficult to ever come off of a cleanse or a fast and go straight into something you know you shouldn't be eating.
The longest fast I had was 5 days, and at the end of 5 days, I didn't care whether I ate again or not. It was really hard for me actually
I remember.
To leave the fast and to start eating. And
right.
Have you ever had that? Have you had that experience before?
Yeah, that's a common thing. You know, for some people, if they're not used to eating a healthy diet, the first 2 days can be the hardest because they've been addicted to salt, sugar, fats, and grease and oils and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You hit a point in the 5-day fast. Like sometimes for some people, it's the third day that they can go throughout it and not have any headaches, or they feel good, and they actually start feeling clearer. The mind feels clearer.
I agree with you.
And, that's a very common thing, as your body cleanses itself and you detoxify.
Well, how do people, if people want to reach out and learn more from you, why don't you tell them? I mentioned it at the beginning of the program, and by the way, for those of you that want to go back and listen to this, it'll be posted on Facebook. And again, we'll put it on our podcast, and then we post our podcast on Facebook as well. So you can download an audio to take with you in the car or whatever. But John, why don't you tell people how to get in touch with you and how to listen to you on your live talk radio?
Okay. So if you want to get in touch with me, my website is longevityrdn.com. That stands for Registered Dietitian Nutritionist. That's my specialty, longevity. So longevityrdn.com. And I have a lot of resources on there. I also do private counseling, nutrition counseling, and you can reach me through that, longevityrdn.com. And then I'm on, it's a Christian radio network. It's on over 70 stations nationally. Also goes in Australia and England and Guam and a few other places I don't even know. But that's Life Talk Radio Network. And you go to Life Talk, not Live Talk, L-I-F-E, lifetalk.net. And it's a 24-hour Christian radio station. And I'm on live. It's really a taped show, but it airs on Fridays at 2 o'clock. Pacific time in the afternoon, and then on Sunday noon Sunday on the radio. And also you can look for the show. The show is called Health and Longevity, and I interview – actually, Robert, you've been on the show at least once or twice, and Donna, I had you on the show once.
Yep.
So I have all types of experts on the program, and you can go to lifetalk.net and then look for the podcast page, and you can get all the hundreds of shows that I've done on there and listen to some of the different people I've had. I have a lot of great people on there.
Well, we love listening to you. And I remember those, we were talking earlier about some of the, some of your recipes. Remember those healthy bars? What were they? They were
walnut tofu bars.
Yes. And Anthony, remember Anthony was a little guy. He's 32 now. In fact, his wife just had their first baby a week ago today. You saw that. Yeah. That's right. We already talked about that online. But he used to crave those bars. I remember a couple of times you mailed them to us. I forget how that happened.
Let me tell you about that. I created that with our chef at Castle Medical Center, and it's made with walnuts and tofu and flour and brown sugar. And so it's a very healthy bar. And what happened is the hospital I worked with is affiliated with the Seventh-day Adventist church organization. And what happened is Loma Linda, California is considered the blue zone of the United States.
Yes, it is.
One of the five blue zones where people live longer and healthier lives. So what happened, my bar recipe got to Loma Linda, and Oprah liked the recipe so much she put it on her website when she did a story.
Oh, really?
The blue zone.
I never knew that.
So,
and the blue zone, by the way, people listening, if you've never read that book, we've read it a couple of times and it's been out for years now, but it's called The Blue Zones. And it will talk to you, it tells you about these five different zones in the world and why these people live longer, healthier lives. And they do go into a lot of nutrition. By the way, somebody else is asking, somebody from Florida, Jason, does Dr. Westerdahl have any other thoughts or suggestions related to the antiviral foods? We tried to pull it up. It says see more, but it's just not working on our cell phone, probably because we're in camera mode. So any thoughts? And then we're going to probably...
Well, you know, garlic, green leafy vegetables. Those are all... Are we coming to the end or what?
Yeah, pretty soon. Yeah, we have to hop off. We've actually gone a little over, but just because.
Okay.
So, yeah, we covered that. We covered that earlier. And
yeah, we covered it earlier, Jason. I don't know if you were on earlier, but go back and once I post
We'll post it.
And Jason can go to my website. I have a lot of things listed.
Yes.
I have some of my speeches. I talk about them.
Perfect.
Okay.
LongevityRDN.com. So we're going to say goodbye to John, and we have a couple of announcements. And it's been great having you on. It's always wonderful talking to you. We could talk for 2 hours
about easily.
This. We have a lot to
add.
I know.
And you've written a dozen books about it. I've written a book about it.
Donna's
written a couple books about health
and
wellness.
It's a great subject. And, you know, people need to start taking responsibility for
their health. That's what it boils
down.
That's
the bottom line. Don't wait for somebody. Don't wait for the government to tell you what to do. Don't wait for people to fix you. There's no excuses for not being able to do the research for yourself now and figure out what you should be eating and drinking and how you should be living and the thoughts you should be putting in your head and the thoughts and the faith you should be putting in your heart and your soul. So,
amen.
John, thank you for being our guest today. You have a great night. Bye-bye.
Yes. Okay, you too.
John.
Thank you so much. Great
Enjoyed
to be with
you
Enjoyed you
very
both.
Much. Bye-bye.
God bless
we'll
you.
Talk soon. Okay,
okay,
see you. Bye. Bye-bye.
So we are a church, the Robert Shore Ministries, and as such, we survive through our gifts and offerings that people give so that we can continue to do this. And so if you wish to support us, there's a few different ways you can do that. One way is to actually mail a check in the old-fashioned way, and our address, if you want to send us a letter or you want to send us a contribution, it's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. That's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. The other way you can do it is Venmo. We actually receive a lot of contributions through Venmo, and we're very grateful for all of those. The account is Robert Shuler Ministries. And then if you wish to give on our Facebook page,
you just have to go over to notes. There's a notes section on the left of our homepage, Robert Shuler Ministries homepage. Click into notes and a little offering box will come up. And by the way, if you go on to drshuler.org, we never say this, but if you go to drshuler.org, that's
our website.
Website, robertshulerministries.org gets you there too, but it's drshuler.org, it's shorter. We have a couple of offers on there. So I have a Fearless pen that we're offering, and we also have a digital book on God's promises for your life. So if you want to make a donation of any size, just go on our website, and it'll come right up and tell you what to do if you'd like to give that way. And also have a little gift. We have a Fearless pen. Like I said, I wear mine typically every day. It was so hot before we went on this evening, I couldn't put on the shirt, but
so,
I could pin it on.
Yeah,
I do have a shirt on, but I couldn't put on the shirt that I could pin it on.
I think they figured that out, though. But, hey, we're going to say goodnight here. We want to thank you for tuning in on the 15th of every month,
right.
6 p.m. Pacific. We're here. And the reason we do it on the 15th is because we know it's going to be a different night of the week, and there are certain nights that some people are available, other nights they are not. And so we're going to be there on a Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, every night of the week. You just have to wait for the night that it falls on.
On the 15th.
On the 15th, 6 p.m. Pacific time. No matter where we are in the world, 6 p.m. Pacific time, we're there. Sometimes that means we get up in the middle of the night to do this.
If we're out of the country,
we're
not anymore because nobody's out of the country.
Well, we have been, and that happens, but we will.
We will again.
And we will again. So so we're going to be on again tomorrow morning.
That's right.
It's Sunday. So in just a few hours, we're going to be right back on these same chairs.
Right here, 8 a.m.
And we will be here. And it'll be a little bit different format. I have a message.
Church.
And it's a church, yeah. This is a church service as well, but this is more the interview part of the church service, the testimony part.
Exactly.
And
And we'll be on at 10 a.m. too, because we now are broadcasting our drive-in church. So we pack up here about 9 o'clock. We drive down to a parking lot in Newport Dunes, Newport Beach, California, and we have a church service in a drive-in parking lot. And now we have somebody with a camera that is videotaping it. The only thing is we can't have music because Facebook or YouTube, one of them or both of them, they just blank it out because we're not allowed to have music. So, although we have a soloist tomorrow, so I think they'll keep her.
Maybe.
We'll see.
They usually cut it all out.
So
anyway, hey, we just want to say if it's 6 p.m. Pacific time on the 15th, we'll be here.
Right here.
We'll see you again next month, same time, same place. And know this, that God loves you. And
so do we. We love you a lot.
We love you a lot.
Have a good weekend.
And have a great week and a great month. And we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye.